Like a number of the but double D, the number D, but double D.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. Welcome back. You're listening
to. Is that guy from Point Break, right?
Yeah, exactly. Same guy.
Sounds good.
Same guy.
Sounds
I'm
good.
Luke. That's Brian. Brian likes to do a little riff off of some of the
sometimes
audio choices. Sometimes. Not all the time.
I don't care if anyone likes it or not. I enjoy it, and that's what we're doing here.
That's all that matters. So I believe we've, Brian, you have done the amazing feat. You took a couple minutes while we were off the air, and I believe the audio is all good again.
So, what?
Listening to
it worked.
Super good quality radio.
So basically
right here.
What happened was in the midst of the back, again, bringing you back here, listening to WTTN 1580 AM and, 92.7 FM. We're all hanging out
radio.
Here in Madison. We're Devil Radio app.
Columbus.
Give us a call at 844-967-2789. And earlier we were talking about, the guy behind the curtain. The guy behind the curtain.
Wizard of Oz.
Turned into the Tasmanian devil for the last couple minutes there. I blacked out, and next thing you know, hey, look, the audio works better now.
It's like an old school when Will Ferrell blacks out when he gives the really perfect answer to James Carville.
Completely destroys
him. Yeah, and he just destroys him, and he's like, whoa, what happened? I don't know. I mean, that's exactly what you did. You just went to work back there, and boom, look at that.
It's all rattling around back there.
It is.
That's what happens when you partition your mind and you become different people sometimes.
Right. You know, everybody else is taking this week pretty easy, but you and I are working pretty damn hard.
See, we talked about having this being the Wild Wild
West.
Yeah,
we wanted it to be the Wild Wild West week, and that's exactly what we got because that's what we asked for. So
I wish I could tell you more about this, folks, but you'll find out soon enough. Don't you worry. Keep your little...
Yeah, hopefully we're working really hard for everybody else out there's listening pleasure.
All this stuff is going to pay off eventually, but either way, I just want to let you behind the scenes. We're partial idiots. We're not complete idiots, and that's the important thing. I think that's the lesson that we're trying to say here. Is that,
boom, we got it. That's a promo right there. Yeah, cut it, clip it. It's going to be sent. You'll hear it soon.
winning chicken dinning.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so...
Well, we got Mark from the SAC giving us a call, so let's hear what Mark wants to say first. Mark, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. And you brought up Andre Jacques again, that Mr. Intubated and then still not, still being very coy about whether he's received a vaccine or not, or promoting, treatments that are far more expensive than the vaccine. I mean, that, like the vaccines are, that like $15 and but the, treatments he received were like, $1,500.
But they're trying to make money off of the vaccines. That's why he's heading them off. You see,
and it just is ridiculous that they're, that they're still fighting on this. I mean, that the Republicans seem like they want to fight all the way, to keep the pandemic going, but then say, well, look at it's the Democrats' fault or Tony Evers' fault or, that the Joe Biden's fault that the pandemic is still going on, yet they give no help at all in combating the pandemic. I mean, it is just, I don't know if they can get called up or not, because I just hear today, that all the hospitals are getting overfilled now. UW Hospital is saying they're delaying quote-unquote elective treatments for people because there's so many people in the hospital now with COVID.
No, they only did that at the beginning of the pandemic, right?
Well, they're doing that now again.
That's right. It's good.
It just is, that what do these people want? I mean, that heaven forbid that some of these Republican legislatures show up at the hospital with something they need to be treated for, and they should get turned away. I mean, they're the guys that decided that this is not a problem, and that's all. They shouldn't need it.
You know what they want?
But it won't happen.
You know what they want? And literally, it's just that. They just don't want to be told what to do.
They just want us, that they're the death panel, and we're all subject to the death panel.
Yeah, again, about those death panels, what happened to those anyway? Because they were like really serious about how these death panels are death panels. We're going to go on, and then people afterwards, the people that said about the death panels, those people still got voted in. Like, people said, yeah, that's great.
Yep.
You said death panels. And then, like, 10 years later, they still are no death panels. And then those people are still in office.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, that's my guy. Like yesterday when I was talking about Rand Paul. When you bring up Rand Paul, you've lost the argument. How do you have
unless you're arguing about who the biggest, you know, a-hole is in the Senate.
No, it's not even him.
But you could bring him up in the
who
argument.
Really
because,
wants to be though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he wants to be the biggest a-hole so bad that it makes him not the biggest a-hole. You know
right.
what I mean?
Well,
you can't try to be
right. You got to do it effortlessly, like Rojo, because you know he likes to just do it like off the cuff and he just
like that's him
boom.
Being him at this
right.
point.
He's not trying very hard at
it
all.
It doesn't seem like he is.
No, it doesn't. And we appreciate the call, Mark.
He doesn't have to be snide about it too. He is kind of like genuinely like, I don't understand why you don't want to have.
Why do you hate me?
What? Why not gargle?
Why not use a little Listerine?
I do. I do gargle, man. It still
doesn't. Yeah. Yeah. Well, why not inject yourself with horse paste? Why not?
It sounds great, especially when you know.
It does not sound great. Whoa, hold the phone.
No, I'm thinking about it, and it sounds great. Like I looked at the mush that was the tablet that I have to give my dog in a couple days here, as ivermectin. I'm like, you know, I might
take the dog treat for him.
I may just try it.
See, I've never found a single dog treat.
I still haven't gotten COVID
appealing.
Yet, so maybe that's the whole thing.
Yeah, but you'll wait till you do, and then you can crack into Daisy's stash or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's two tangents that I'm not going to go down right
okay.
now. How about
I was gonna say, I can see the clock working in your head,
well,
and the gears
also
are grinded, and you're like, do I want to jump there right now, or do I not?
Well, again, like we said, the CPU is a little bit a little bit backwards right now. But I do want to share a tweet from legendary intelligent person, Sean Spicer.
Oh, there we go. Let's hear it.
Sean Spicer. And again, this goes back to where, like, why aren't they going to do it? Why is Andre Jacques not going to go and... I guarantee he's probably vaccinated at this point. He probably went, oh, my God, I can't believe I died from this crap. I can't believe that I just told all these people not whatever.
Right.
But at the same
time. Well, it's got to be that because no comment would be – that's what he's covering up with
yes.
the no comment. Because
yes.
if he wasn't vaccinated and he was proud about it, he'd just be like, no, I'm not vaccinated yet. Still.
Yeah.
Like, I'm standing by my beliefs.
Yeah, I'm standing by it. And,
right.
And all the people, and you know, they'd be all excited about
right,
it.
Right, but the
know?
No comment indicates to me that he's vaccinated.
So he's just doing it for political
yeah.
reasons
oh,
and
yeah.
stuff like that. But,
oh, yeah.
But they're also kind of ruled by the mob that is the Republican voters, I guess. I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't know how else to best describe it. My point is that people like Sean Spicer still pop up and say things like, I'd hate to be an elementary school science teacher these days and explain how quick science changes. What? How do you, explaining that science changes is the whole point of teaching science. Science is they don't understand how it works, and I don't know if Sean Spicer is playing us or if he really thinks stuff like that.
That's the hard part now. It sometimes is very difficult, and Twitter is one of those mediums where sarcasm is really hard to pick up in very few characters to begin
mm-hmm,
with.
Mm-hmm.
You got tone and inflection and things like that, so... Radio.
I mean, if you haven't met me before and you read some of my texts, I can totally see
yes.
how you go.
When we first started working together, I was always like, I don't know if Brian's really mad at me or this guy's just hilarious, because it was like one or the other. It had to be one.
I'm both. I'm really funny when I'm angry. Like, I don't know how, but I get really some of my best one-liners and stuff come from when I'm really angry.
Fair enough. But
you know, just nice boiling.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't believe that the Spicer tweet is sarcasm. I think he's trying to genuinely be like, well, "What do you mean the science is constantly changing and all of that?" It's what they're. I think it's who they are. I don't think it's an act. I think that is, for the most part, their belief system. They're like, "What are you telling me that the?" Because it's the same thing with. Anything you want to throw under the umbrella of critical race theory, CRT. They don't want to know that this form of history is changing their past views of history. So if you're going to try to tell them that there's a different light that can be shown on the stories that they learned as a kid, they're like, oh, you can't tell me that. No offense, I love my dad, but my dad couldn't really help me out with my homework a whole lot all throughout school because, you know, things do change sometimes. And he'd be like, he'd come in and he'd be like, well, this is how I did it. And I'm like, well, that's the teacher says I got to do it this way, or this is the way the problem is. So it's like,
it this way,
right,
yeah.
There's generational stuff, differences there. But I think this goes even one step further than that because it's like Spicer's just playing into it, like, oh, none of this could be science because science doesn't change that quickly. Like, you can't tell me to not wear a mask, then wear a mask, then not, and then only if you're unvaccinated can you wear or have to wear a mask when you're indoors, and nobody has to wear a mask if everybody is indoors is vaccinated. Like, they don't like all the different stipulations. But science and scientists are constantly tweaking the experiments. They're constantly learning, and that's how we need to be able to approach this virus, because it's a novel virus for a reason, Brian. We don't know a whole lot about it, and we're learning more about this virus every single day.
So, I'm going to make a football analogy, because we're coming up on playoffs, and you're going to have a bunch of relatives and friends over for, you know, playoff parties. And
yeah, the Badgers playing a bowl game tomorrow night.
Or even talk to them about it.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a bunch of people that really don't give a crap about football, really don't know much about it, but they're going to go and root for it. And imagine if they just came in and started telling you that the only reason that they scored a touchdown was because that person was wearing, I don't know, a certain shirt that day. Or, you know, that person said, just started throwing out wild things like that play, they scored, they have 10 more points because, Aaron Rodgers ate 10 hamburgers today. And that's the only reason. That's how it works. It's like that. Like, but then also presenting yourself as someone who knows what you're talking about, and still not knowing that you look like an ass,
yeah,
and then having people around you going, yeah, that sounds really good,
that's what I heard too.
This
and then
is,
there's
this
just
is where we're
millions
at.
Of those people
this
like
is
that.
Where we're at right now, folks.
That is where we're at.
Like, you on a different subject, separate from political leanings, you'd go, wow, that's ridiculous and stupid.
Yeah.
But if you add in the politics, or you add in, you know, it's what?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the lines.
Yeah.
Let's go to the lines.
We're going to the lines. We got Ross from Middleton giving us a call. Ross, what's on your mind today?
Thank you.
Hey, guys. I was just going to share that today I had to get a COVID test because I got exposed. And it was not easy to negotiate where, how, and where to do it. There's no tests available. They're all sold out. You end up sort of like going to your favorite drugstore, for example, and navigate their website. They'll have you go through a bunch of registration questions, all this kind of stuff, only to tell you that there's nothing available for a couple of weeks. Ultimately, a friend of mine said, oh, yeah, the pharmacy near me says they have an opening. And then you sort of go to a website because they still want you to kind of register and stuff. But our public health system, well, we don't have one in this country. We don't. I mean, as much as I don't blame public health nurses, but we don't have one. It's sort of like each person, you're on your own. And so I just wanted to share that. You know, I sometimes think, like, people that are the COVID deniers, they remind me of the guys that smoke. You know, like a lot of guys that smoke, you know, they sort of like, yeah, I know it's bad for me, but I can't quit. And I think it's almost like these people aren't quite at the point where they're willing to admit that, yeah, we're wrong on this, but we just don't have the mental ability to sort of get around this. I you have smokers, you can put them on a ventilator for some problem with smoking, and, you know, a week later, it's not like they like, oh yeah, I get it now. I'm gonna quit smoking. They're back to smoking.
You still always see the older lady out back of the hospital. She's on the oxygen tank, and she's also lighting up a cigarette.
I'll make it more personal, Ross. I probably shouldn't have any donuts, but my goodness, I had some chocolate dipped Greeby's crullers.
Greeby's crullers, man, those sound good.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're delicious. They're hard to quit.
I know I shouldn't have them.
Hard to quit.
I knew that my blood sugar would spike when I did. I got all hot and bothered afterwards. I felt like crap, and the whole time I'm like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
And you know what I did the next day? I had another freaking cruller because I'm an idiot.
And Ross, you're not wrong. Public Health Madison cut back all of its testing sites because nobody was going to them. They were staffing these testing sites throughout the entire fall, asking people to think that if they were in close contact, to go get tested so they could know if they had the virus and they could quarantine and isolate so that they didn't pass it on. But nobody was going to get tested until all of a sudden Omicron's here and everybody went to the holidays, and then you got an uncle or a cousin or your mom or dad sending you a text, hey, so-and-so came back positive, and you were exposed. You got to go get a test now.
It's going to result in a lot of people that don't get tested and a lot of things that don't get reported.
Yep. So, folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. You can give us a call. Be like Ross, 844-967-2789.